I worked hard to get top-secret clearance. It's troubling that Jared Kushner didn't. By Emily Brandwin. A former improv comedian, Emily Brandwin worked for the Central Intelligence Agency as an operations officer and disguise officer. She's now a media commentator, podcast host, and public speaker. Seriously? Seriously? I muttered as I stared at the words scrolling across my TV. I wiped mascara residue from my morning eyes, took a big gulp of a warm Diet Coke, and read the scroll again. Trump ordered Kushner's security clearance. You've got to be effing kidding me, I yelled at the TV, this time in my full outdoor voice. A top-secret TS clearance matters. People who have this clearance can be trusted to ensure the safety and security of our country's most vital intelligence. Leaking this intelligence puts people's lives in peril. It compromises our allies' security, and most importantly, it puts our national security in grave danger. Just because you're born into privilege doesn't mean you get the privilege of a security clearance. It may appear routine, but getting a TS clearance is an arduous process. Imagine Marie Kondo doing your entire home and then every home on your block while hungover with Metallica blaring in the background. That's the security clearance process. It's long, it's onerous, stressful, challenging, consuming, and exhausting. And it needs to be that way. The clearance gives you access to highly classified intelligence necessary to do your job. It took me a year and a half of hoop jumping, endless form filling, interviews, a polygraph, background investigation, and a session with a CIA psychologist to secure my TS clearance. Have you ever stolen anything? The polygrapher asked, his eyes fixed on my face like someone spotting carbs for the first time after they quit Atkins. I felt tears puddle in the corner of my eyes and whispered, yes. And like a fire hose with its valve released, the truth poured out of me in one frantic breath. When I worked at Sweet Delight, I used to take fat-free frozen yogurt home to my dad because he has high cholesterol and I wanted him to have a low-fat snack. Grand theft? $10,000 worth? He sternly asked with a not-so-subtle eye roll. I don't know. I worked there for 3 years. You do the math, I muttered. Apparently, my froyo crimes weren't considered a national security threat because I passed. That was just one step. Next, I took an aptitude test comprised of hundreds of questions with no definitive right or wrong answer. Would you rather die in a fire or by drowning? Or would you rather kill your mother or father? After I completed the test, an agency psychologist ran a quick analysis of my responses and then I met with him. I can't be certain, but I believe the building was erected around him. Sit down, he instructed. I sat nervously in a well-worn, tan, cracked pleather chair, interlacing my fingers to avoid suspicious fidgeting. It says here you're into S&M. Sorry, come again? I said, shocked. In my haste to complete the test, I must have accidentally filled in the bondage bubble. I found this bondage charge especially problematic since I was a virgin at the time. Sir, I couldn't even climb ropes in gym class, let alone use them recreationally, I meekly said, peering down over his Schumer-esque specs. Interesting, very interesting, he said. Either he realized I was telling the truth, or the agency didn't mind if I dallied in the sadomasochistic arts. Next, there's the standard Form 86, SF-86, where an applicant discloses foreign contacts. This is the form, according to the Washington Post, among other sources, that Kushner allegedly had to resubmit multiple times for failing to disclose all of his foreign contacts. When asked, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the White House doesn't comment on security clearances. Why is the SF-86 important? This form highlights possible conflicts of interest or influence a foreign entity could have over a person. The U.S. government needs to ensure that a person doesn't have conflicting loyalties and thus no possibility for coercion by a hostile government. In any non-Trump administration, Kushner's alleged interactions with multiple foreign government officials would have immediately disqualified him from holding a clearance. Do not pass go. Thank you for playing. The end. With Kushner's compromised relationship with Russia, I wouldn't trust him with my Sephora loyalty card, let alone with America's most sensitive intelligence. Over the years, our government has entrusted millions of Americans with clearances at the secret and top secret level. A TS clearance requires even more stringent vetting, and the disclosure of this intelligence could pose grave danger to the U.S. Kushner has a top-secret clearance and close ties to our adversaries. This is a dangerous problem for our country. As a former operations officer, I'm horrified to think about Kushner having access to sources and methods. We promise assets that will keep their intelligence and their identity secret. Any breach can have deadly consequences for the asset, their family, and our national security. And this is where it gets personal. According to the New York Times, Trump allegedly ordered officials to give Kushner his TS clearance. The White House had no comment on Kushner's clearance. Over the years, millions of hardworking Americans like myself went through the security clearance process. We waited in line. We opened up our lives to scrutiny. We were vulnerable. We were patriotic. We were honest. And in the end, we were deemed worthy of the privilege to hold a security clearance. Kushner's clearance isn't just a slap in the face to public servants. It's grievous. If Trump avoided fighting in Vietnam claiming a fraudulent injury, that's on his conscience. If Trump wants to devalue his assets to save money on his never-released taxes, that's avaricious and dishonest. But if Trump gave his deeply compromised son-in-law a top-secret security clearance, that's gravely dangerous for our country.